Excellent. Misty Mountain by the Silver Apples, and with two added verses. That is great. And are you going to perform it like that now? With
yes, I think so. I like the way that sounds.
That is great.
Yeah, and I love those two verses. It's so petals in the snow, and you know all that imagery is just so gorgeous. It's like, how could she do that? After all these years, still come up with that shit. It's wonderful.
That's great. Hey, I wanted to ask the rest of you guys, make you feel included and all. I mean, I don't want you staring at your shoes and stuff. How did you guys hook up with Simeon, and how did you come to join the band? Any of you talk, we'll see what we can do about the microphones.
I met Simeon in Brooklyn at an art show that he was in. It was called the Crest Hardware Show.
Uh-huh.
Which happens, I guess, annually. And I was doing sound for a band called Ultra Volva. And he came up to a friend of mine who I was in the middle of a conversation with, and he thought that he recognized her from back in the day.
Okay, talk a little bit louder if you can. Yeah, okay. That's good.
Get a little closer here.
Yeah. Less than ideal.
Basically, I overheard him saying that he had been in this band, Silver Apples,
yeah,
in the 60s, and my ears lighted right up.
Yeah.
And I just went over and introduced myself and just started talking to him. And at that point, Simeon had sort of little idea of the interest in his own music. He'd been painting primarily.
Right.
So he called me up. He got an offer from Enraptured Records that after he contacted them because of the tribute album. And he had seen the last show of Arrow, and I were in a band called Mobius Strip. And we played our last show in July at the Knitting Factory, which he came to. He liked it.
It's a great band.
He called me up.
Okay.
And that's pretty much how it started. So I was working with Simeon, and then for this show, invited Michael to come in. Michael was a friend, and he plays with some other people around New York.
That's Michael Lerner.
That's Michael Lerner.
On the drums. And Christian Hawkins is the man who's speaking.
And Aaron and I still work together, so you know, that's kind of how it came about.
Yeah. Okay, well, once again, just to run it down, Simeon on the synthesizer and the vocals and the oscillators. Oh, boy.
Just rocking around here.
That's right. Michael Lerner on the drums. Arrow Kleeman on the bass keyboard and Christian Hawkins on keyboard and sampler. Irene Trudell is the engineer tonight. Praise Jesus. We're having a great time in here.
You need that much help, huh?
That's right. Christian, you know Jesus. Will you tell him? Will you praise Irene to Jesus for me? Thank you. Anyway, you guys, shall I leave it to you? Would you like to?
Yeah, we're going
to
do rock the A us side out? Of the new record, a song called Fractal Flu.
And this is new from the Silver Apples.
Yeah, this is a new.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? Thank you for reminding me. How about the cassette?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
What's on that cassette? Okay. Could you tell us, Christian, what that, or somebody?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Irene.
Is what Simeon was referring to, the a cappella version of Misty Mountain.
Right. Okay.
So
with Brook and Brook.
That, with Brook and Brook of Henry Dark.
Okay. So another version of Misty Mountain here. Okay. Pray to the God of Buttons that we start the right one. And here it is, the a cappella version of Misty Mountain. And the band will be back live to play one more time live at the Stork Club.